The value of sharing what God has done in your life. Don't be afraid to share your story, because you never know what the results might be. This is a story that was told and shared by several ministers. It is believed to be accurate and a true story. A man, Roger Sims, had just been discharged from the armed services. All his belongings were stuffed into the large green duffel bag that he was carrying. He decided to hitch a ride home to Chicago from Nashville, Tennessee. Hitching a ride was more common back then. He was standing with his thumb out where Interstates 124 and 65 come together. A beautiful black Cadillac pulled to the side of the interstate. The driver inquired as to where Roger was headed. Roger told him that he was headed for Chicago. The gentleman told Roger it must be his lucky day that he was also going to Chicago. Happy to get the ride, Roger threw his duffel bag in the back and settled in the front seat. During the trip, they talked and got to know each other. The strangest thing happened in that big leather lined luxury car. The Holy Spirit, which spurred to Roger, "Tell your story." Roger resisted, but the Holy Spirit kept urging him to tell the story of how his life had been changed when he invited Christ into his life. The urging continued. Roger feared that if he mentioned the name Jesus Christ, that Mr. Hanover, the driver, would put him out of the car. About 30 minutes from Chicago, Roger finally relented and asked Mr. Hanover if he could share something with him. For several minutes, Mr. Hanover listened as Roger shared his spiritual awakening and the resulting difference he experienced after he invited Christ into his life and how his life had changed. Suddenly, Mr. Hanover crossed lanes to pull the big car onto the side of the road. Roger feared the worst, that he would be ejected from the car. But when Mr. Hanover turned to look at Roger, tears were streaming from his eyes as he spoke. "I have amassed a fortune, own multiple homes, have a beautiful wife, and have anything and everything anybody could ever want. For several weeks now, I have been praying to God, asking Him if He was there, if there was anything beyond this life that I wanted Him to show me." Then Mr. Hanover began to weep. On the side of the interstate, he prayed a beautiful prayer and was gloriously saved as he welcomed Christ into his heart and his life. The trip ended when they reached Chicago. Roger's life got busy. He got married, got a job, and a transfer to Florida. And time went by. 5 years later, his employer requested that he make a trip to Chicago to take care of some company matters. While Roger was packing, he came across his old duffel bag. When he opened it up, a business card fell out. It was the card that Mr. Hanover had given him. Roger decided to drop by and say hello to his friend in Christ to see how things were going with him. While he was in Chicago, Roger went to the Hanover business. Once inside, Roger approached the receptionist and asked to see Mr. Hanover. The receptionist informed him that Mr. Hanover was not there, but his wife was. She escorted him into a plush office with mahogany furniture. A beautiful woman sat behind the desk. Roger approached her and explained that he would like to see her husband and ask when he would be in. The woman then asked Roger how he knew her husband. Roger told her that he only knew Mr. Hanover for one day, May the 7th. After he included the year, she asked him where he had seen her husband. Roger explained that he had been discharged from the military and was on his way home, and Mr. Hanover had given him a ride from Nashville to Chicago. The wife then told him that her husband had been broadsided by a transfer truck on that very evening, and he had died. She began to cry. Roger felt the same spirit telling him to share the story with Mr. Hanover's wife. She listened to his words as he relayed how her husband had listened to his testimony and how he said that he had been talking to God, asking him to show him that he was present and real and that there was more beyond this life. He described the blessed, beautiful moment that her husband had been saved and how he accepted Christ into his life. Mrs. Hanover shared how for many years she, a believer, her friends, and her pastor had prayed for her husband to be saved. They believed it would happen. Then he was killed. She said that she had lost all her joy and became angry and bitter with God for the last 5 years. She was so happy that Roger had shared the wonderful news that God had heard their prayers and that her husband had invited Christ into his life. God is always there when we call on him. He was aware of the many prayers prayed for Mr. Hanover. He also heard the cry from Mr. Hanover as he was seeking answers. Lastly, he prepared a way of salvation through a chance meeting between a serviceman headed home and a businessman. Both were headed for their destinies. God always hears and answers prayers. God never fails. Never give up your joy. And do not be afraid to share what God has done in your life.